First short reading is from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And now to Matthew chapter 6. Verses 16 to 18, regarding fasting. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father, who is unseen. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you very much, Andrew. And now Janet's going to speak to us on that passage. Let's just pray for Janet before she starts. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Janet and all that she does for this service. Thank you that she's been able to have a little break away, and we're glad to have her back. And we pray now that you will take her words and her preparation and speak to each one of us, because we ask it in your name. Amen.
Thanks, Andrew, for reading. So we're looking at prayer and different aspects of prayer over this summer, and I get the short straw. I get fasting, prayer and fasting, not fun, and that's what today's passage is about. We've been looking at different types of prayer. We've been looking at different practices in prayer. We've thought about waiting on God. I can remember preaching on praise and worship, adoration. We've thought about contending in prayer. Today we're looking at fasting, and next week we're going to be thinking about prayers of blessing. So fasting, I've gone old school today and gone for the acronym F-A-S-T. It helps the way I think anyway. F-A-S-T, fast, full surrender, abstain, secretly, transformation. So first of all, full surrender. So what is fasting? It's this spiritual practice. It usually is talking about going without food, and it's to do with showing God that we're really, really serious, we're fully committed to him. It helps us to focus our prayers, to focus our minds on him. So F, full surrender. I love those verses from Romans 12. That was part of the epistle we had this Sunday. So if you look at it, it says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters. And when you see therefore, you say, what is it there for? 11 chapters of Romans. And those 11 chapters talk about grace, they talk about salvation, they talk about sin, they talk about justification, they talk about sanctification. They're 11 chapters full of theory, full of God's grace and saving power. And then we get to chapter 12 when the theory switches to practice, and Paul writes, therefore I urge you, in view of the previous 11 chapters, God's mercy and grace, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Paul gets on, and Romans 12 is much more about the practical, ethical outworking. Just a reminder that Christian doctrine is not just a theory to agree or disagree with in your mind. It's something that needs practicing, working out in practice. So Paul urges us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. That's what I meant by full surrender to him. If you go back in the past, do you remember they used to burn all those bulls in the Old Testament, and they were forever burning lambs in sacrifices? But he says, instead of sacrificing that, sacrifice yourselves, your lives, your bodies, maybe your food to him. And he's talking about a living sacrifice, not just a dead animal, not something you just do half-heartedly, but something holy and pleasing to God. So how can we offer him our bodies? And he goes on to talk about in service, in serving others. And the rest of Romans 12 is all about serving the body of Christ. So the full surrender leads to us using our different gifts in serving, in teaching, in encouraging, in giving, in leading, in showing mercy. And the point is that theory, it's no use on its own. It needs putting into practice, not just an intellectual belief in God, but a practical outworking of how we use our bodies, our hands, our feet. And fasting is just one way of showing that full surrender, that worship to God. It's this ancient spiritual discipline. The idea being that even hunger pangs can just help us focus on God. So full surrender, loving God with our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength, our bodies. Full surrender to him. And then we get to A for abstain. It's not a very popular word, abstain, is it? Or abstention from something. You should abstain. It means in a sense when you're in a committee meeting, it's when you choose not to take part or you choose not to vote. We say you abstain. But abstain also means not doing something that's rather enjoyable, whether it's food, whether it might be something like chocolate in Lent or abstaining from food for a day or something. It's an ancient discipline, as I said earlier, which the Jews used to practice. They would always fast on the Day of Atonement. They would fast individually and corporately. They'd fast when there was a time of mourning or they were in distress or when there was something really special and they needed to prepare for them. But it's not just Jews that have this tradition of fasting. If you look at Islam, if you look at the Muslims, we've all heard of Ramadan, where they have a whole month, a whole period, where they will fast during daylight hours. And I sometimes look and think, gosh, you're really serious about this business there. So the idea of fasting is that we use that time in prayer to show God, if you like, how serious we are, how committed we are, how much we really want something. So in the past, the Pharisees would actually fast twice a week. So traditionally, fasting meant going without food. But we can also fast from other things. We can fast from watching telly or social media or computers. I knew a missionary couple once, and every Friday evening they turned off their computer and they did not turn it on again till Sunday morning. And their idea of a Sabbath fast was to fast from the computer for a whole day. I think I'd find that rather hard. We've rather simplified fasting, haven't we, to, oh, it just means you don't have chocolate in Lent. But it's more than that. It's deliberately abstaining from something to focus on God. But it's important to say now that fasting is not something to do if you have medical problems, if you're diabetic, if you're ill, if you have an eating disorder, if you're pregnant. We're not, God does not demand that we fast. But there might well be something else that we can fast from to show that we're serious in our walk with God. Is there something God is calling us to abstain from? So F for full surrender, A for abstain, S, secretly. And this is where we look at the gospel reading, the Matthew 6. When you fast, basically he's saying, don't be a hypocrite. Don't look somber. They disfigure their faces. They show others they are fasting. He says, don't be obvious about it. So what the Pharisees would do, they'd put sackcloth on. They'd pour oil all over their head. It would sort of drip down, ashes all over their face, drip onto their beard as well. It was really obvious that they were fasting. And Jesus says, don't draw attention to yourself. They've already received their reward in full. They've already received admiration for fasting. But when you fast, verse 17 there. Have you noticed Jesus doesn't say if you fast, verse 16 and 17. He says when you fast. He's assuming that the disciples will fast. He says when you fast, don't make it obvious to others. He says make sure that you've put your oil, you've washed your face, you're not covered in sackcloth or ashes. Do it in secret. Do it in secret so it's not obvious to others. But only God who will see what you do in secret. Just a reminder, God sees what we do, how we behave. I failed miserably at this a few months ago. I happened to have a day I was fasting, and it was a Tuesday, which is staff lunch day. And that Tuesday, it happened to be somebody's birthday, and somebody brought in a very nice birthday cake. They offered me a slice. And the words just slipped straight out my mouth. I said, oh, no, I'm not. I'm fasting today. And they, like, all looked at me. I was drawing attention to myself. Just, he says, do it secretly. Don't boast about it. I should just have had that birthday cake. God sees and hears. S, do it secretly. So full surrender. A for abstain. S for secretly. And finally, transformation. So what's the point of these different ways of praying? What's the point of all these spiritual practices? What's the point of fasting? As I said earlier, it helps us focus on God. It shows we're serious. It helps bring about our transformation. And that's one of our values here at church, transformation. If we go back to the Romans 12, verse 2, don't conform to the pattern of this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. The way of this world is often to sate your appetite, to, if you're hungry for anything, whatever it is, go for it in a big way, whether it's food or sex or independence, living life my way. That's the way the world thinks. But he talks about not living the way that the world thinks, but this idea of sacrificing. Do not conform to the pattern of this world that says, if you have an appetite for something, just go for it. Eat, give in. The prevailing culture at the moment is not Christian in our society. I think there was even something on the Times today about sort of church Christianity and society. The division between church and society is widening. And we're called not to conform, not to be like the way the world is, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Starts in our minds as we focus on God. Our minds are renewed. As we fix our eyes on Jesus, our way of living is changed, is renewed. Our minds are transformed, our bodies are transformed. We can use them to serve God and serve others, to worship him, to dedicate ourselves to him in love, in prayer, in service. The Romans 12 finishes off. Be transformed, then you can test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So as I finish now, think about F, full surrender. How can I surrender every part of my life to him, even my appetites for whatever it might be? A, abstain. Is God calling us, me, to abstain from something enjoyable? Doesn't have to be food, it could be something else. S, secretly, not boasting to others, not showing others, this is what I do. And T, the transformation that comes when we really fix our eyes on Jesus, as our minds are renewed, the transformation that we seek. So fasting, it calls for that full surrender of our bodies. We're called occasionally to abstain from something that might be very enjoyable, to do it secretly so other people don't know, and finally, to help our transformation, to be holy people, just fully focused on God, on following him wholeheartedly. So just before we sing our final hymn, let's just be quiet a moment and let God bring to mind, what is he saying to me this morning about fasting? Is there something I could fast from? Is there something I can do to show God I am really fixing my eyes on you? I am serious. Is it a really difficult situation that maybe we're called not just to pray about, but to pray and fast about? And let's just think, what does it mean not to be conformed to the way the world does things, but be transformed? Heavenly Father, please help us to put into practice the theory. Help us as we think about what you say about prayer and fasting. Help each of us to work out for ourselves how we can apply that to our daily lives. We pray that you will renew our minds and bring about the transformation of ourselves. To your glory we pray. Amen. As always, do come and find me afterwards, chat anything over if you want to pray about anything.